Hi there, this is Paul Bars from paulbars.com. Hello and welcome back to Product Creation Secrets. Once again, I'm going to say thank you for taking the time to join with me. How are you going so far? Are you getting something from this? Are you learning? Are you growing and flowing and all these things? Are you beginning to grasp and understand the concepts that I'm putting forward and giving to you in this series so far? I certainly hope so. Of course, if you do have any questions, I hope you'll also send them to me. But I did an interesting experiment before I even began putting this together. And that was, I went and asked a whole bunch of people, what do you already know about product creation? You know, these are people who some had done their own, some hadn't. It was a real mix, a complete diverse group. But they're all, you know, not necessarily newbies, but in that intermediate area. I said, what do you know about product creation? I was really surprised with the answers. Because pretty much all of them came back to me with I guess, the same kind of thing. They said, well, you know, you look up your keyword research and then you target your niche market and then you write it and you get people to help you if you need to. You can always interview people. That's a good one. I got that a lot. And then you do this and then you do that and you do that. Now, if I was to take their answers and bundle them up into a whole package, I'd have the exact same formula that I spoke about in a previous audio, which I did for years and years and years. And yes, it worked, but the success that it gave me was incredibly limited because I didn't tell you before what happened. Remember, I kind of cut things off at the World Internet Summit when I first began speaking there. I asked the people, and I said to them, I said, well, what do you want? What do you want to take home with you? And they all said, pretty much the same thing, what they wanted to learn. So here's what I did. I created for them the product that they wanted. This is, you can see where I'm going with this one. It's really a continuation of the previous audio a couple ago. So I actually created for my customers what they wanted. Previously to that time, I was, I don't know, I'm not going to give you exact figures, but let's say that was a small four-figure income every week. Okay, certainly over $1,000 a week I was making through my online business. That was easy, no problem. That was through my own product sales, you know, add-on affiliate commissions, add-on consulting, yeah, mid sort of four figures, okay. But then I broke out of the shell of following the formula. And immediately, I mean literally immediately, overnight, I hit five figures in 1 week. Now, I actually created an audio product on this one. It's been given different names throughout different times. I think I called it the Golden Key. It'll be in my members' site or on my website there somewhere. Basically, I wanted to explain to people and show them how I was able to earn as much as $50,000 in a single month through online business marketing. Now, there was a lot more to just the product, but without doubt, it began with the product. Why? Because I chucked the formula and I asked my customers. And that's what I want to talk to you more about in this particular session, the different ways and the different things that we can be asking our customers about. Now, of course, there's a question. Well, what if you were to come to Paul? I don't have any customers yet. I'm brand spanking new. Okay, ask somebody else's customers. Oh, well, how do I do that? Well, here's my best suggestion: do a joint venture with them, or post an online survey in a forum somewhere, or put up a web page with a survey on it and get some pay-per-click traffic to it. Ask people the question. That's a beautiful one. Or have a look what people are doing and survey. Offer to work. Here's another idea just off the top of my head. Find someone who's had tremendous success with a particular product and offer to do a survey for them on a customer satisfaction response of people who've already purchased. Now, in this survey, you are absolutely not going to be getting their names or email addresses of their customers. We're not talking about list building. We're just talking about research on ideas. You'd like to do a joint venture with them, survey them, find out what they wanted, find out what they didn't want, find out what they'd like to improve, what they'd like to move away from, what they'd like to move towards. These types of things, you want to find out these things about from this person's customers and say, look, I'll do all this for you absolute free of charge. I only ask one thing, and that is the knowledge that I will gain from doing it. Of course, they're your database. I will not have contact with them. You'll send out the questionnaire. But on this web page, here it is. And if you're interested, there's a back-end joint venture where I will create this product and I'll co-brand it with you. Matter of fact, I'll even give your customers first pick at the post because they helped us put it together. What do you think? Now, that's just one idea. Bang, straight off the top of my head. I know it works because I've actually done that before. I know that works because I've had people do it with me before. But sometimes if it's difficult and you don't have a name and people just don't want to talk to you. You see, here's the other thing. When we're talking about joint ventures, and it's not what this series is about, but let me just say this on joint ventures. You don't have to go for the big guns all the time. I mean, come on. We get gazillions of them. I just delete. I think I've only actually replied to one joint venture request so far this month. Out of how many, I've got no idea. I've only replied to one. So you don't have to go for the big guns all the time, all right? Go for people just in your marketplace, in the niche, in the wherever, and put forward to them that you'd like to do some market research. This is what you do if you haven't got any customers of your own. Of course, once you do get your own customers, then you ask them what they want, how they'd like to improve it. Two most important questions. Remember this. The two most important questions is, what did you like about it? What didn't you like and would like to improve? Here's the way it works. As people, we are motivated generally by one of two different things. We are motivated by one, the avoidance of pain, which is the what didn't you like and would like to improve. Or two, we are motivated by the acquisition of pleasure. What did you like? What would you like to be even better? Okay? They're very, very important questions. Here's the other key. When you're asking people questions about a product idea, product concept, content, whatever, how many questions should you have in there each time you ask? I believe you should have just one. That's right, just one. And so you want to say to these folks, what is the single biggest problem you are having with ... that you would like to be seen done better, whatever. Something like that. It's not very good English. But what is the number one problem? What is the single biggest problem? What is the worst thing you've experienced? This is what you're after. And when you do it, you want to make certain, absolutely certain, that you get a minimum 50 responses before you even begin to check. So let me give you an idea. Product creation secrets. Bah, bah. Okay, I chose the name because that's what's working at the moment. I didn't ask anyone about the name. Perhaps I should have. I'll find out shortly if anyone downloads this thing or not. But I know it's going to work because of experience. But I ask people, when it comes to product creation, ... what is the biggest problem you have with getting a successful product? Creating a successful product. The majority said, I want to know how to create something unique and different, which is what I'm telling you. Get your personality in there. Make it unique. Make it different. Do the research. Make it so unique it's customized to your customers or whomever your target market customers are. Haven't got any customers? No worries. Target it to that person's customers and joint venture with him. He didn't want a joint venture? No problem. We'll take it to this guy's customers. Can you see what I'm saying? It goes on, it goes on, it goes on. It all comes down to being customer-centric and not ego-centric. It's not what we're interested in, it's what they are interested in. What should be in the product? We ask them. What price point should the product be? We ask them. What do they want best in this product? We ask them. What don't they want in this product? We ask them. How do we determine if this is a damn good idea or not? We ask them. Can you see where I'm going with that? That's all there is to it. How do we determine if it's a good idea? We ask the people who are going to buy it. And so this little audio was just an extension of the previous one, but I want you to get that into your mind. I did an entire seminar on this. Is it a secret? No. Have you heard it before? Probably have. Have you done it? Give that some thought. Have you really done it? I started doing this myself. AskPaulBars.com. Bang. Went out there and did that. You beaut. Saved my life. Increased my income by over $200,000 in the first year. The first year that I started doing this. Went from this to this. Bang. What could happen? What could happen in your business if you truly started and grasped hold of this idea? Because I can tell you now, if nothing happens, you've done it wrong. This one idea alone will change your business life. Take heed of that warning. Take notice of that encouragement. And I'll talk to you again soon. This is Paul Bars from PaulBars.com signing off.